أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم. Sadaqallahul azim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alemin. Ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidil ve imamil mursalin. Ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ecma'in. Allah Azze ve Celle relates in Suratul Baqara, in verse 28 and 29, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ. How is it that you deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are lifeless and He gave you life, then He will make you die. Then He will make you live again. And then to him you will be returned. Then Allah Azza relates, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. It was He who created all that is on the earth for you, then turned to the sky and made the seven heavens. It is He who has knowledge of all things. From the previous verse that we read last week, where we talked about the ant, or the creature of an ant, or the creature of a mosquito, and how small it is, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example, analogy for the human being in relation to this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses, just like the last few verses, Allah reprimanded those that denied Allah, those that denied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those that denied the Qur'an, and last but not least that we did last week, those that had some kind of ishkal, some kind of disagreements, or some aspect of an argument. Reality of it was, as we said, because they had no argument, they looked for an argument. Meaning, what is, as they said, that some of the people, they said, that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relate about a mosquito in the Qur'an? But as we said, that this was to show analogy, to show an example. So there was no argument, but they tried to portray an argument. So those that denied this also. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is literally talking to all of these. All of these people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raging to. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this verse with كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ. Meaning you can say, just like a few verses before, Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people, أُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ, worship your Lord. In the very same manner, Allah is talking in the same direct manner to these people. So we were talking about these people, and then Allah Azza wa Jal related about those that disbelieved in the Qur'an, in some of the aspects of the Qur'an, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah Azza wa Jal relates that كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ, that O you who believed, how can you deny, how is it so that you deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah Azza wa Jal then relates here some blessings that Allah has endowed upon the human being. Some of the blessings Allah has given to the human being. And hence, literally we are being told, the denial of Allah Azza wa Jalla is because of your ignorance, stubbornness, and arrogance or ego with yourself. Because you have no evidence of your claim. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reads in another verse, وَمَنْ يَدْعُو مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ, that if you worship other than Allah, bring your proof. فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ, and you will be judged to Allah Azza wa Jal. Your hisab will be done to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the very same way, this verse here starts with kayfa. And the word relates to a question posed to the people. And this word has like a ta'ajjub, meaning, you know, when you ask something and you say, how is it so? Like, how? You know, if you were, you know, for example, if somebody today went to the petrol pump and they would be ta'ajjub. They'd be like, how is it 199? You know, ta'ajjub, how is it 199? Right? Is it, how is it possible to be 199? Right? When it was 6 months ago or 4 months ago, we were hitting the 140, 150 mark. How did it get to 199? It's ta'ajjub. You're like, how? How is it possible? Right? In the very same way, you know, somebody sometimes go for the job, they don't get the job. And you're like, how did you not get the job? You're so overqualified. Or you, sometimes it happens so that you're overqualified. But here, this word here is used for this, ta'ajjub. Like, ajib, how is it possible? So here, in the very same manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with this. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ That how do you deny the worship of Allah? We've talked about the Qur'an. We challenged you to write a verse of the Qur'an. We told you about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We told you about those people that, you know, those people that disbelieve, that were hypocrites. We told you all of this. So it comes to a stage now. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ That how can you deny Allah Azza wa Jal? And some of the scholars have also related that it comes for tawbiq. Tawbiq here means, you know, for example, a father or a mother, a parent, does so much for the child. They give buy clothes, they give it shelter, house to stay, feed the child. Whatever the child needs, they try their utmost best to fulfill the needs of the child. And they work day and night for the child. Right? This is usually the case. Right? There's always exceptions, but this is usually the case. And then imagine if the child becomes now 15 years old and he says, me and you, I don't know you. I don't know you to the parents. So you would then usually have someone telling this child, how can you do that to your parents? What he means here is, they've given you everything, how can you just throw them out? How can you just turn away from them? They've given you everything. They have spent their nights and day toiling, you know, at work for your sake. How is it so? You know, any example like this, if somebody has a benefactor, somebody gives somebody a business opportunity, and mashallah, from this business opportunity, he becomes, in his own right, a businessman. And then he shoves the person away. Again, they would be saying the same thing. How can you do this to somebody? So this is the same aspect here, that it can be used for tawbiq, that how can you deny Allah when Allah has given you everything? Right? This is what it means. That how can you? This is the way the Quran is trying to portray at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi was relating this to the Arabs and saying, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ How can you deny Allah Azza wa Jal? And because it is that Allah that has given you ability to walk, to eat, nourished you, intellect, physical ability, mental ability, all given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you still deny Him. And this is why the word takfurun, in this word takfurun, it can mean any element of denial. Meaning it can be the denial of the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. It can be denying the aspect of Tawheed. Denying the miracles of the Qur'an that we just related before. Denying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so that's what it means. But also, takfurun also comes from being ungrateful. You know this word kufr? It also comes from meaning being ungrateful. And this is why. That person that disbelieves is ungrateful in reality. If you disbelieve in Allah, it means you're ungrateful to Allah. That's why you've disbelieved in Allah Azza wa Jal. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rating that either how can you deny all of this, or how can you be so ungrateful to Allah? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ You know, we've related this Qur'an to you, but how can you be like this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then relates here, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا While you were lifeless, and He gave you life. Meaning, Allah is reminding you that there was a time when you had nothing, no life. That you had amwat, you weren't even born. Meaning that even if this person existed at all in the shape of a billions of lifeless particles, it was aimlessly floating somewhere. Meaning you had nothing and Allah gave you life. And Allah brought these particles together and made you into either a man or a woman. And He gave you life. So this is the first thing that Allah is relating to us. How can you deny Allah when Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one that done this? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reads. Then Allah says, كُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ Meaning, we gave you life after you were nothing, and then we created you. Meaning we gave you life. And the power and capabilities that you have, we are the one that created this. And this is why, you know, very interestingly, if you look at this, Allah says, أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. And the first one, there's a fa. So if you look at it, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. There's a fa there. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. Then, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Then again, ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. And then again, ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. All of these mean and. The fa means and the fa we translate as and. But there is a difference. And the difference is, number one, is that the fa comes when you do something instantly or very, very straight away. So if somebody said, Zayd was in this room and then he went through this door and used the fa, it means he came straight away and he went out straight away. But if you use thumma, it would mean he came here, he probably sat down, he talked to this person, and then he went out. So there's a difference between the fa and the tha. Thumma. And in the very same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is writing to us that you are nothing. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. Allah instantly gave you life. Allah instantly gave you life in the womb of your mother. I mean, instantly, you were given this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just placed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Now, once you have given this life, after a short period of time, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ, you will die. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ, then we will bring you back to life. Again, the word ثُمَّ, meaning between death and قِيَامَة is barzakh, is a life between two lives. So there's a time period. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ, we'll bring you back in the day of قِيَامَة. When we bring you back, ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, because قِيَامَة will be so long, you will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates in another verse, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Were they created by nothing, or were the human beings themselves the creators? I mean, did you create yourself? Allah is asking, did you create yourself? Did you create yourself in some way? So Allah says no. Or did they create the heavens and the earth? Meaning, you think you create? Did you create the heavens? Did you create the earth? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he relates, no, but they have, أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. You know, they didn't create anything, but they have belief of this, that we've done something. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ. Has there not been a period of time for human being? He لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا, when he was not even worth mentioning. Meaning there was a time before you were even mentioned. Meaning Allah, there was a time when no one knew you. Before you were born, no one knew. No one knew who Zayd was before he was born. So Allah is relating this to us. But how can you deny or be ungrateful to Allah? When it is Allah that gave you life. It is Allah that will make you die and bring you back. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And it is Allah Azza wa Jal that you will have to go back to. And beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here relates, ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, meaning you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning Allah Azza wa Jal is trying to relate here. In this dunya, for some people there is hardship, for some people there is ease in the way of rizq, sustenance. Some people toil, some people, it's, you know, they, Allah has blessed them with wealth. إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ here means that you will live life, you will die, all of you will die, then you will come back to Allah and He will question you. He will question you. And this is why, this what it means is, Allah wants to know how close you became to the deen of Allah and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. And this is why, you know, sometimes when we relate, go down deep down the rabbit hole, we miss out the main aspect of the tafsir sometimes, or main aspect of the verse. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is writing this. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, how can you deny or be ungrateful to Allah? Remember, you are lifeless, you are nothing. Because now, one of the reasons, key reasons for this is, who would disbelieve in Allah after the Quran is being sent, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present,
You've been told, you know, you don't believe in this book, go write a book like it. Go write a chapter like it. Can't be done. People tried, wasn't done. You cannot find a fault in the Quran. So then Allah is saying, how can you deny Allah then? And you're denying Allah at the very same time. Remember, what are you? Insan, what are you? You're nothing. You're absolutely nothing. There was a time when no one even knew you. And there will be a time when no one will know you. That's the way insan is. There's a short period of time where you are a human being and you have your needs and you need to fulfill. That's a short period of time, 100 years maybe. Imagine, what is 100 years in the chronology of this dunya? In the whole dunya that has started until Qiyamah, what is 100 years? Nothing. It's absolutely nothing. Hence Allah is saying that, how can you deny Allah when you are nothing? We gave you life. And that life, we will give you death also. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. But remember, we will also bring you back on the day of Qiyamah. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرَجَعُونَ. And then you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, very interestingly, just in this one verse here, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with one of the greatest ni'mah, which is فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. You were nothing, and then we gave you life. Life is the most precious thing. Life, meaning in this dunya, life is the most precious thing. Because if there is no life, this discussion is not taking place. If there is no life, there is nothing. Right? So the greatest gift Allah has given to somebody is to breathe in this world. To have the ability to breathe in this world. So that you can make the most for the next life. But this is why Allah starts with فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. Then in the next verse, and inshallah we'll finish this next verse off also, as we won't have tafsir for a week or two at least, so we can restart again in a place where we can all understand, it's easier to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reads in the next verse, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِّا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. It was Allah who created all that in on the earth for you. Very interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with us, life, death, and coming back. In this verse, Allah talks about the dunya, the earth. And because and he tells us about those things that we are in need of the most. So this is why, number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reads, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ تِجَمِيعًا. It was He who created all that which is on the earth for you. Remember this word, for you. Meaning everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created is for the benefit or for the reason of insan, for this human being. And khalaqa, number one, the first word which is khalaqa here. Khalaqa means to create something out of nothing, which is only attributed to Allah. To create something out of nothing. We as insan create things, make things, but we need raw material to do it. We need to make raw material to do it. Or even if we are making something, we need some kind of machinery to do something. We need something. Allah Azza wa Jal does things without needing anything. So that's why He's this way. He's the one that is Haqiqi Khaliq. He's the originator, the one that creates. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for the provisions we eat is from the earth. What we wear is from the earth. What we breathe is from the earth. The animals that we use are from the earth. The perfume that we use is from the earth. Meaning everything that we use for our benefit is from this earth, which was created for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is writing to us. That how can you deny Allah when He is the one that's created this earth for you? You know, everything you see is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's created, خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Meaning He's created it for all of you. He has created it for جَمِيعًا, all of you. And this is, subhanallah, meaning, you know, this earth is created for the whole humanity. Not just for the ones in Europe. Not just for the ones in North America or South America. Or not just the ones that claim to have a large amount of wealth. This dunya is created for everyone. And hence, it shouldn't be a thing to hoard. What we have become in dunya at the moment is we hoard. We keep this to ensure our survival. Like Allah is saying that we made this dunya for everyone. Not just for certain people. We made it for everyone. And this is why the great Sufi Ibn Atta, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and remarks in connection with this verse, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created the universe for you, for insan, for the human beings, so that it should serve you and you should serve Allah. Meaning the earth serves you and you serve Allah. And this is why he then relates that a wise person should know that he will certainly get what he was created. He will certainly get what has been created for him. And should not in worry about it forget the being for whom he himself has been created. Meaning a wise person remembers that you will get what is your taqdeer. What is created for you, you will get. And what you, it is foolish to forget why we were created. The earth was created for us. What are we created? That's the question. We were created for Allah Azza wa Jalla, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why it is, some of the scholars here relate that from this verse, some of the scholars used to state, or from a few verses, that everything in the earth is permissible other than what Allah has made haram for us. Because the earth created for us. Though some scholars, on the contrary, some of the scholars relate that everything is impermissible except for what Allah has made halal. There was an aspect of this also. But the Ibn Hayyan rahimahullah relates the reality of it is that both views, and this verse is not really the time to go within these views. This is not the time or space. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then relates, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَسَوَّاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ. So number one, Allah created the earth, we just done. Then he turned to the sky and made the seven heavens. Allah Azza wa Jal made the earth, then turned to the sky and made seven heavens. Now, istawa, this one word, there's a lot of aspect we can talk about, but we're going to skip it for today. Inshallah, another day we will do on this word istawa. Just very simply here, thumma istawa ila sama. After relating to us about the earth, Allah is telling us about the sky. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created seven skies. And the distance or the time lapse from one sky to the second sky is 500 years. 500 years from one sky to the second sky. And the second sky to the third, 500 years. Third to the fourth, 500 years. And in the very same manner, a lot of scholars say that just like there are seven skies, Allah relates to us there are seven earths also. Because Allah says in the Quran, وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنْ. Just like we made seven skies, we created seven skies, we created the earth like this. So some scholars have gone that there is seven skies, and some scholars, there is a difference, so they know there's only one. Allahu a'lam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But in this verse specifically anyway, Allah is talking about the seven skies. And this is agreement of the Mufassirun rahimahullahu ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created seven skies. And this is also narrated from the hadith of Imam Muslim rahimahullah, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever took 1 inch or 1 centimeter, one small bit of a land from somebody else unlawfully, whoever took a land from somebody else unlawfully, they will be chained and made to walk until the seven earths as a punishment on the day of Qiyamah. And in another hadith which relates this is Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he say, asks Allah Azza wa Jalla, Kalimullah. So he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, teach me some words that I can remember which are the most beneficial. Meaning teach me something which I can remember which is the most beneficial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh Musa, say la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. So it's a very famous hadith. This is when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then relates to Allah, oh Allah, teach me something special. I am Kalimullah. Teach me something that no one else knows. So then he is then told, oh Musa, if the seven heavens and the seven earth were put one side of the scale, and this kalima la ilaha illallah was put on the other side of the scale, then this kalima would outweigh what is the seven earth and the seven heavens. And this is why Ibn Kathir rahimahullahu ta'ala relates from this verse and from Hamim Sajada. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah relates that we realize that the earth was made first, because here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? We made the earth first. We made the earth first, meaning the earth is talked about first. And then the sky, meaning Ibn Kathir says the earth was made, then Allah went to the sky. And subsequently, interestingly enough, he relates that in the world we live in, when we do a construction of something, for example a house, we will find that we will do the foundation, the earth part first, and then we will do what is at the top. And this is the way of Allah's will also. But in the verse of Surah Nazi'at, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates, أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمِ السَّمَاءِ بَنَاهَا رَفَعَ سَمْكَهَا فَسَوَّاهَا وَأَقْتَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ دُحَاهَا. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates that we made the sky. So Allah relates here that sky first, right? Then the earth. So number two, some of the scholars, for example, Ibn Qatada, Imam Al-Qatada, rahimahullahu ta'ala, was a famous mufassir also. He relates, and which he takes from many companions also, that the sky was created first, as related, because the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was on water, and then from this water, smoke came out. This smoke went above the water, and was named Sama, and this became the sky. And the water was then, the water that was left was made into the earth. When this dried, from the power of Allah azza wa jal, it became the earth. This is what Imam Qatada rahimahullah relates. But most of the Salaf and most of the previous scholars, they have related that the earth was created first. Because in many verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the earth first and then the sky. And then they relate here. What it means is Allah azza wa jal created the earth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates in the verses, for example, of Surah An-Nazi'at, that Allah created the sky. And from the sky they relate that because the reaction of the sky is to allow the earth to grow, meaning the trees in the earth to grow, the plants to grow, the fruits to bear from the sky. Hence, this is why they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then relates that the perfection of the earth became once the sky was enabled. The perfection of the earth was happening this way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in finishing off here, relates at the end of this, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And it is Allah who has knowledge over all things, meaning it is He. And why does Allah finish off with this? So we started with كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ. How can you be ungrateful? How can you deny Allah? When Allah is the one that gave you this life, you were nothing. No one even knew you. Allah gave you life, that's why you became something, or you became known. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla relates, we will give you death, then we will give you life again, and you will come back to Allah. Then Allah relates, it was He who created all that, everything on the earth, it was created for insan. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates, then we turned to the sky, and we made the seven heavens. So earth first, then we made the seven heavens. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has knowledge over everything. And here Allah is relating this. How much knowledge does insan have? How much knowledge does this insan have, this human being? Meaning, we cannot even fathom past the first sky. We look at the first sky with our telescopes and we say, Subhanallah, illuminated by the stars Allah Azza wa Jalla made. But Allah is saying, Sab'a samawat, we made seven of these. So then we are told that, how can you be ungrateful to Allah when your knowledge is so little? You cannot even perceive anything beyond what you can see. And here, we are told that it is Allah that has knowledge over everything. Meaning, we know why you are denying this Quran. We know the ego aspect, and we said all of the stubbornness, the one that said that, you know, we can't believe in this Quran. Because if we do, we will have changed our life. This was the way of some of the clans of Quraysh. They said, you know, this Quran, they used to relate this, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true. We have, imagine, seeing a person never lie in his life. Forget the characteristics of Nabuwa. That's something different. You know, we say miracles. That's, you know, say they are seeing a person in front of them never lied in his life. So trustworthy that the whole world has to accept his trustworthiness before prophethood. Such good akhlaq that if there's a disagreement, they all come to him. Right? Amazing. They see this. But when they see the Quran related, they say, if we believe, then we have to change our stances. He becomes greater than us. I mean, takabbur and this ego aspect kills them. So Allah is relating. We know, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Do not think that we don't know why. You know, you're making these few things that why does Allah relate about mosquito in the Quran? These are small things that you are complaining about because we know what's in your heart. In reality, we know why you have not accepted this Quran. And this is why we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then finishes this. So we ask, number one is, we ask Allah azza wa jal to make us from those that have tawheed in Allah since our last breath. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us from those that deny Allah or be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد رب العالمين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء وصل اللهم على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.